Networks and Command Post Communications. This chapter summarizes network and communications capabilities typically found in command posts, CPs. It discusses communications and information systems planning to include developing primary, alternate, contingency, and emergency, PACE, communications plans. It concludes with a discussion on the common operational picture and how to conduct a communications rehearsal. Communications. Communications are the means of exchanging information and ideas. Communications link information to decisions and decisions to action. Therefore, Army communications systems must be robust, redundant, and resilient across all domains to enable all operations. Commanders and staffs use communication systems to transmit information, ideas, and decisions to subordinates, adjacent units, higher echelon headquarters, and unified action partners throughout the conduct of operations. In developing an effective plan for communications that supports CP operations, the commander and staff must provide for redundancy in communications by developing a plan for continuity of operations and a PACE plan. Ensure subordinates know how to conduct operations in a disrupted communications environment. Ensure standard operating procedures specify immediate actions in case of jamming, including prearranged frequencies to switch to and code words. Avoid overloading the communication systems by practicing disciplined procedures that eliminate non-essential communications. For more information on communication systems, see FM 6-02. Responsibilities for establishing communications. The traditional responsibilities for establishing communications remain valid. However, with so many digital communication systems, all participants have roles that they must execute to establish and maintain communications. The traditional responsibilities are higher to lower. A higher or senior unit must establish communications with a lower or subordinate unit. An attached unit of any size is considered subordinate to the command to which it is attached. Supporting to supported. A supporting unit must establish communications with the supported unit. Reinforcing to reinforced. A reinforcing unit must establish communications with the reinforced unit. Passing to stationary. The passing unit must establish communications with the stationary unit during forward passage of lines. Stationary to passing. The stationary unit must establish communications with the passing unit during a rearward passage of lines. Lateral communications. The next higher commander establishes responsibility for establishing communications between adjacent units. If responsibility is not fixed by orders, the commander of the unit on the left must establish communications with the unit on the right. The commander of a unit positioned behind another unit establishes communications with the forward unit. Note: regardless of traditional responsibilities for establishing communications, all organizations have the responsibility to establish and maintain communications throughout the operation. If a subordinate unit fails to establish communications with a senior unit, then it must activate an alternate form of communications from the directed PACE plan, or it must move to a location suitable to re-establish and maintain communications. Traditional responsibilities do not alleviate the responsibility to establish and maintain communications with the reporting chain of command. Command post communications capabilities. The commander, with the assistance of the staff, determines communications capabilities that a CP requires during each phase of operations. Based on requirements, the G6 or S6 determines the appropriate mix of communication systems to use. Requirements exceeding the unit's organic capabilities are fulfilled through augmentation that a unit requests through appropriate channels. Communications capabilities can be grouped in the following areas: voice communications, data communications, full motion video. Voice communications. In most CPs, voice communications is the primary communications capability. Voice supports command and control, C2, on the move because it is fast, simple to use, and provides a reliable medium to quickly issue and receive reports and orders and to monitor ongoing operations. Voice communications can be transmitted using tactical radio, line of sight or beyond line of sight, or over data networks. An example of the voice capability over a data network is using a voice over internet protocol known as VoIPA phone. Data communications. Data communications refers to the capability to exchange digital information between computers or other electronic devices over cable or wireless links. Data communications extends the CP's access to classified and unclassified Defense Information Systems Network services and C2 user applications. This extended access enables CPs to conduct coordination and efficiently share various forms of digital information. Examples of these services are email, information dissemination portals, video teleconferencing, and chat applications. Full motion video. Full motion video describes the capability in a CP that provides enhanced situational awareness with near real-time video and telemetry data from multiple manned and unmanned platforms. An example of this capability is found in the One System Remote Video Terminal. The One System Remote Video Terminal allows a CP to remotely downlink streaming video, images, and critical geospatial data from tactical manned and unmanned aircraft. Command Post Communication Systems. A CP relies on a combination of communication systems and networks that collectively provide the required capabilities and enable C2. It is important that all CP personnel be familiar with the capabilities and limitations of the components of the communication systems. These components include tactical radios, data networks, C2 information systems, C2 on-the-move packages. Tactical radios. Commands deploy tactical radios at all echelons. These radios provide users the capability to conduct interoperable voice communications. Tactical radios use high-frequency, ultra-high-frequency, and very high-frequency bands, satellite communications, and multi-band radios. The equipment is typically designed for military use, but may include commercial off-the-shelf radios. Each radio has unique capabilities and characteristics that commanders employ depending on the mission and other factors. Tactical radios can be accessed through the ANTSQ-259 communication subsystem and voice over internet protocol communications. Data networks. Commanders rely on data networks in the CP to communicate information and control forces. These networks facilitate information flow by connecting information users and information producers to enable effective and efficient information flow. The tactical internet is the deployed communications data network. The tactical internet is functionally similar to the commercial internet because the communications infrastructure uses the same technologies. The tactical internet extends home station quality classified and unclassified Defense Information Systems Network, known as DISN, services and C2 applications to deployed units. At brigades and lower echelons, the tactical internet extends voice and data communications to soldiers and weapons platforms. From a management standpoint, the tactical internet is divided into two logical segments or tiers: the upper tier tactical internet and the lower tier tactical internet. Upper tier tactical internet. Upper tier tactical internet supports battalion and above for CP operations on the non-classified internet protocol router network, known as NIPRNET, secret internet protocol router network, known as CIPRNET, and joint worldwide intelligence communication system, known as JWICS. At the division, brigade combat team, and battalion levels, the upper-tier tactical internet consists of resources that provide networking on the move, and at the halt. At the Corps headquarters and support brigades, this capability for network services is used at the halt only. The upper tier is connected through the Warfighter Information Network Tactical, known as WIN-T, and provides the gateway capability between the upper and lower tiers. It is an interoperability point for higher echelons, aviation integration, and joint, interorganizational, and multinational elements. Upper-tier tactical internet connects deployed users to a data center and defense information systems network services, regardless of their location. The deployed enclave connects to the Department of Defense Information Network A and Defense Information Systems Network Services through the Warfighter Information Network Tactical Gateway through a regional hub node or tactical hub node. For more information on upper-tier tactical internet, see ATP 6-02.45 and ATP 6-02.71. Lower-tier tactical internet. Lower-tier tactical internet runs on single-channel radios and retransmission to support the brigade and lower echelons down to the team leader level. It consists primarily of secure radio networks at platoons and companies. The primary lower-tier waveforms are the soldier radio and the single-channel ground and airborne radio system waveforms. The lower-tier tactical internet provides transport for operational data information, such as email and chat. Additional mobile applications enable visualization, operator interface with ancillary devices, such as global positioning system, targeting data, voice communications, and sensor capability. Warfighter Information Network Tactical's Combat Net Radio Gateway provides the bridge to connect the lower-tier tactical internet through combat net radio, voice, networks to the upper tier. For more information on lower-tier tactical internet, see ATP 6-02.53 and ATP 6-02.71. Command and Control Information Systems. C2 information systems collect, process, store, display, and disseminate information. The primary purpose of C2 information systems is to enhance situational understanding, facilitate timely and accurate decision-making, and expedite execution through efficient processing and managing of information. The inventory of C2 information systems in a CP depends on the type of unit and its primary mission. The commander and staff have a multitude of applications available. Some are warfighting function immaterial, and others are specific to staff sections, which provide the commander with an increased information capability. However, this capability comes with requirements that include the responsibility to train soldiers and leaders in the capabilities available to them and the ways the capabilities integrate to assist the commander during the conduct of continuous operations. Commanders should determine their critical information requirements and focus their staffs and organizations on using C2 information systems to meet these requirements. Staffs use C2 information systems to process, store, and disseminate information according to the commander's priorities. These capabilities relieve the staff of handling routine data. C2 information systems, especially when merged into a single and integrated network, enable extensive information sharing and situational understanding. C2 information systems are located in various CPs, from battalion to corps echelons. These locations range from the ground force commanders at the joint task force level to the individual soldier or weapons platform. C2 information systems support the mission by integrating communications and automation systems to link functionally strategic and tactical headquarters. Battle Command Common Services. The Battle Command Common Services suite connects the C2 end-user applications within a CP. This suite provides interoperability services, information services infrastructure, and tactical enterprise services to CPs at multiple echelons. The Battle Command Common Services Suite provides collaboration servers, databases, file servers, websites, and email. The suite uses virtual machines to provide these services. The G6 or S6 section typically installs, operates, and maintains the Battle Command Common Services Suite. Global Broadcast Service. Global Broadcast Service is a one-way wideband transmission broadcast supporting timely delivery of video and data products. It provides a CP with imagery, intelligence, maps, weather, biometric data, and near real-time streaming video and telemetry data from multiple manned and unmanned platforms for enhanced situational awareness. Global Command and Control System, Army. Global Command and Control System, Army, known as GEECS-A, is the system responsible for managing the Higher Echelon Common Operational Picture, COP. It is typically found in a movement and maneuver cell at division through corps echelons. The Global Command and Control System, Army, is the Theater and Army Component Commander's C2 system. Command Post of the Future. The Command Post of the Future, CPOF, is a type of integrated C2 software system and workstation typically found in CPs at battalion through corps and in multiple cells based on Unit Modified Table of Organization and Equipment, known as MTO. CPOF is a digital C2 system used for planning, monitoring, and controlling tactical operations and for collaboration between CPs. CPOF is sometimes referred to as the Army C2 workstation. It supports parallel, synchronous, and asynchronous planning among and between echelons. CPOF is currently fielded to battalions and higher echelons, but can be found as low as company level. CPOF is the primary COP viewer used by Army forces in all theaters of operations. This system feeds from different C2 end-user applications to provide a broad range of information that commanders and soldiers can use to collaborate. CPOF applications allow commanders to receive real-time situational awareness from the system and have that information in text and graphic representation to share with other commanders and operations officers at all echelons. Its tools allow users to unobtrusively view other users' workspaces, copy and track information requirements, and begin parallel planning without having to request information. Used effectively, efficiently, and combined with a clear and widely disseminated unit standard operating procedure, integrated C2 end-user applications allow units to share and display a COP that enables commanders to achieve unprecedented levels of understanding and a commonly understood systemic means to describe and direct operations. It is important that commanders ensure that battle captains, battle staff, non-commissioned officers, and a knowledge management representative have had system-specific training and preferably have attended the Mission Command Digital Master Gunners course. Note: CPOF is scheduled to be replaced by the Command Post Computing Environment, known as CPCE, in the near term. The Command Post Computing Environment will retain much of the same functionality that CPOF has today. Advanced Field Artillery Tactical Data System. The Advanced Field Artillery Tactical Data System, AFATADS, is used for planning, coordinating, controlling, and executing fires and effects such as mortars, field artillery cannons, rockets and missiles, close air support, attack aviation, and naval surface fire support systems. AFATADS also acts as a fire support server to local area network-based and tactical internet-based clients, including AFATADS Effects Management Tool and the U.S. Marine Corps Command and Control Personal Computer. AFATADS publishes fire support unit locations, target data, and fire support coordination measures. Its operators, all field artillery personnel, are trained at echelon in its use. AFATADS is fielded down to artillery firing platoon level and can be used on the move, or at the halt. Air and Missile Defense Workstation. The Air and Missile Defense Workstation, known as AMDUS, provides a common air and missile defense planning, staff planning, and situational awareness tool to air defense and other Army units at all echelons. It is the air and missile defense component of Army Battle Command systems, and it is used for posting air threat warnings. It receives real-time air and missile defense situational awareness from the Forward Area Air Defense C2. For commanders, the Air and Missile Defense Workstation provides a visual three-dimensional airspace picture with near real-time air tracks. For Air Defense Airspace Management or Brigade Aviation elements, the Air and Missile Defense Workstation enables them to parse and graphically display the airspace control order and airspace coordinating measures. The combination of the Air and Missile Defense Elements air tracks and the Airspace Elements airspace control overlay displayed on airspace element system screens and in the current operations provides the echelon commander a tactical air picture and situational awareness of ongoing airspace use. Distributed Common Ground System, Army. Distributed Common Ground System, Army, DCGS-A, is a system that provides Army intelligence analysts in the CP with access to tactical, operational, and strategic information and products from the Joint Coalition and intelligence communities to enable the commander to make informed decisions. DCGS-A is a group of systems that includes fixed sites, deployable ground stations, and unit equipment, including servers and laptops, that provide enterprise data access which supports C2 and integrates with end-user applications through the full range of military operations. DCGS-A supports continuous CP operations and provides a persistent and dynamic view of an operational environment. DCGS-A does this by providing access to relevant geospatial, weather, single, multi, and all-source fused information and intelligence on the threat and non-aligned forces to support the CP COP. DCGS-A simultaneously supports integrating cells within the CP. DCGS-A can operate across all echelons and all security and network domains, including coalition networks. The core functions of DCGS-A are tasking of sensors, controlling select Army sensor systems, processing, fusing, and exploiting data and information, supporting knowledge generation, providing ground station capabilities, providing automated support to intelligence product generation, disseminating information and intelligence about the threat, weather, and terrain at all echelons, automating intelligence synchronization, including information collection planning, providing reconnaissance and surveillance integration and assessment, supporting situational understanding, and supporting targeting and effects. Tactical Airspace Integration System. Tactical Airspace Integration System, TAIS, is at brigade through corps echelons as a digitized, integrated battlefield management and decision support system designed to facilitate the echelon commander's role in the air battle. TAIS supports the echelon by automating Army airspace control planning and operations and air traffic services. TAIS also provides the vital link to the theater battle management core systems. It helps the brigade aviation element build echelon input for the joint air tasking order and airspace control order, and it distributes the approved airspace control overlay. TAIS is one of the primary battlefield automation systems of the Army Battle Command systems. Force 21 Battle Command, Brigade and Below. Blue Force Tracking and Joint Capabilities Release. Force 21 Battle Command Brigade and Below's FBCB2's Blue Force Tracking, BFT, and Joint Capabilities Release, known as JCR, are designed to support commanders at lower echelons with real-time situational awareness, position location information, target identification, and graphic combat area displays. These systems' situational awareness component displays the geographic location of all weapons, platforms, soldiers, CPs, and other facilities based on actual locations reported automatically by system subscribers in near real time. Operating at division and higher echelons, these systems collect information from both the operations center and the individual units, process a COP, and disseminate it to all echelons, thus improving situational awareness, coordination, combined operations, and support. FBCB2BFT and FBCB2 Joint Capabilities Release manage situational awareness and situational understanding down to the individual platform level. Each platform using BFT is equipped with a Global Positioning System receiver and L-band transceiver for satellite communications, giving beyond line-of-sight networking. The distribution of systems per platform is based on unit-modified table of organization and equipment. A Tactical Operations Center Kit Operations box is found in CPs at battalion through corps echelons, and it is found in multiple cells based on unit-modified table of organization and equipment. The remote kit is an additional authorized item that enables a vehicle-mounted system to be employed to increase the number of CP systems available and facilitating the rapid displacement of the CP. Note: the Joint Battle Command Platform, known as JBCP, is currently being fielded Army-wide to replace legacy FBCB2 systems. The Joint Battle Command Platform will retain much of the same functionality that FBCB2 users have today. Global Broadcast System. The Global Broadcast System, found in the intelligence cell at brigade through corps echelons, operates as a one-way wideband transmission service capable of supporting timely delivery of classified and unclassified data and information products for mission support and theater information transfer. The Global Broadcast System disseminates Internet protocol-based real-time video and large data files, up to 4 gigabytes in size, over the air, 30 megabits per second per transponder, to garrisoned and deployed combat forces using smart push and user pull information based on unit mission reception priority profiles. Defense Collaboration Service. Defense Collaboration Service, a web-based service, is the designated Department of Defense and Army Enterprise tool for worldwide synchronous and asynchronous collaboration for both the Non-Classified Internet Protocol Router Network, known as NIPRNet, and Secret Internet Protocol Routing Network, known as CIPRNet. Defense Collaboration Service is available to all Department of Defense partners, allowing users to communicate and share information in a secure forum through the use of instant messaging, low-bandwidth text chat, and web conferencing, audio and video. Chat applications. Chat applications provide the ability to conduct an online texting conversation in near real-time. These are server-based systems for synchronous or near-synchronous conversation. Therefore, they have minimal lag or delay. Commonly referred to as chat or instant message, they also provide users with the ability to multitask conversations with other duties. Chat applications can supplement radio networks during ongoing high-intensity operations or be used from a vehicle-based BFT if transitioning, setting up, or tearing down a CP or when a CP is in transit. Video teleconferencing. Video teleconferencing capabilities provide the capability to communicate visually with audio, either point-to-point or between several linked stations. Video teleconferences allow for quick updates, briefings, and planning. The speed and clarity this provides commanders and their staffs make it a useful tool for coordination between echelon CPs. Email. Email is a method of exchanging digital messages with or without attachments from an author to one or more recipients. Modern email operates across the internet or other computer networks. Collaboration Portal. Collaboration portals and intranet portal services such as SharePoint offer browser-based collaboration and documentation platforms. Staff can use them to host websites for access shared workspaces, documents, and specialized applications like wikis and blogs. Staff should not use them as a share drive due to storage space limitations. Command and Control on the Move packages. C2 on the Move packages enable the commander and soldiers to be present at the decisive point on the battlefield, provide the relevant COP, and enable situational awareness while on the move. On the move capabilities provide commanders the freedom to place themselves at the most critical place on the battlefield without being tethered to the CP. A C2 equipment package is typically integrated into M2 Bradley, M1126 Stryker, or a mine-resistant, ambush-protected platform. Common Operational Picture. The common operational picture is a display of relevant information within a commander's area of interest, tailored to the user's requirements, and based on common data and information shared by more than one command, ADP-60. Through a shared visual workspace, commanders and staffs can monitor operations, analyze data, share thoughts, and plan courses of action. The COP is maintained by the current operations cell as the primary tool that supports each of the C2 activities performed as part of the operations process. Incorporating a relevant and comprehensive COP into a CP provides the advantages to the operations process. The COP assists the commander in providing intent and issuing planning guidance, helps the commander, staff, and subordinate leaders focus on relevant information for an operation, enhances collaboration and thus allows more efficient planning, directing, and back briefs, promotes subordinate unit parallel planning, reduces the need for production of extensive control measures to coordinate maneuver, helps ensure that rules of engagement are disseminated uniformly down to the lowest echelons, allows for rapid response to the evolving tactical situation, and allows commanders to make the right decisions, synchronize forces and fires, and seize and retain the initiative, reduces the risk of fratricide with enhanced situational understanding, supports the commander who is rapidly communicating changes for ongoing operations, promotes better battle tracking and helps leaders measure, analyze, and report unit performance during operations, promotes parallel planning and staff focus on the commander's critical information requirements, supports the planning of branches and sequels to react to anticipated change. A technique for establishing an effective COP is to develop a standard operating procedure checklist for what items staff display on the COP. The checklist should include only relevant information which is intuitive to the user and tailored to the user's requirements. Communications Planning Considerations. Planning for successful communications while operating in a CP environment is increasingly complex and requires detailed planning by every staff member, not just the G6 or S6. Communications planners must understand the commander's intent, understand the concept of operations, and have a clear picture of the overall communications architecture. The G6 or S6 conducts planning as part of the military decision-making process when the unit receives the warning order. The G6 or S6 coordinates with all elements involved in the operation. CP communications planning considers communications capability requirements for all CP warfighting functions, capabilities and limitations of all available end-user applications, potential joint, interorganizational, and multinational communications requirements, detailed line-of-sight analysis, redundancy, pace in means to communicate, integration of all available signal assets, method of deployment, so assets are sequenced to coincide with the arrival of forces, locations of all CP communication systems, the use of retransmission, digital network links, and node placement, satellite communications requirements, spectrum requirements for emitters, sensors, radars, or any other assets that rely on a frequency, initial task organization and expected changes, proper signal and communications security procedures, conducting communications rehearsals, conducting cybersecurity activities, enemy situation and threats. Primary, alternate, contingency, and emergency plans. A PACE communications plan is a key requirement for communications planning. A PACE plan establishes primary, alternate, contingency, and emergency methods of communications for each warfighting function, typically from higher to lower echelons. Establishing a PACE plan requires that an alternate or contingency method of communications does not rely on the primary method. For example, having voice over internet protocol as an alternate method of communications would be a poor choice if the primary is network data, because when the primary is down, the alternate may be as well. The key to a good PACE plan is to establish redundancy so that communications never drop. Most units will have two PACE plans, one for communications to its higher echelon headquarters and one for subordinate units. A PACE plan for a higher headquarters will likely be established by the higher headquarters. Staff should keep the PACE plan as simple as possible, yet flexible enough to provide reliable communications during dynamic operations. PACE plans should, if possible, revolve around warfighting functions. This assists units in delineating differences in reporting requirements for each warfighting function, as each function reports, receives, and processes information differently from the other. There are four principal warfighting functions for the purposes of PACE planning: movement and maneuver, intelligence, fires, and sustainment. The G6 or S6 does not dictate PACE plans for these warfighting functions. However, the G6 or S6 does educate the warfighting function leads on available capabilities during operations and assists the warfighting function lead in formulating a PACE plan. Units identify appropriate PACE plans for information systems in each phase of the operation and publish those plans in the Annex H, Signal. An emergency means of communications does not always have to be equipment. It may be a procedure, such as moving back to the last known effective communications point or linking up at a grid coordinate. This is a valuable tool to ensure there is a backup communications plan in place. Bandwidth management. Bandwidth management is the process of measuring and controlling the communications traffic on a data network link to avoid filling the link to capacity, which typically results in high latency, network congestion, and poor network performance. In short, bandwidth management allows the use of bandwidth to be protected or limited for a given class of applications. If leaders take proactive measures at all levels, units typically have sufficient bandwidth available to support necessary staff interaction and CP operations. To manage bandwidth, commanders and staffs consider establishing clear guidance as to when to send information throughout the network. Particular attention should be paid to critical phases of an operation. Establishing firm guidelines, positive control, and clear priorities on using collaborative sessions. Involving the G6 or S6 and knowledge management officer in bandwidth management. Sending messages and data only to recipients who truly require the information. Forcing users to download documents from a server or website, a pull system, rather than sending documents directly to many recipients, a push system. Using zip files or converting documents to Adobe Portable Document Format, known as PDF, rather than transmitting common application files, for example, Word, Excel, and PowerPoint. Anticipating periods when network activity is lowest and establishing reporting deadlines during those periods. Avoiding requirements for reports to be due during high usage periods. Transmitting graphics, imagery, and briefing slides only when essential. If text will suffice, use it instead. Transmitting a graphic in the following priority of formats: graphics interchange format, known as GIF, joint photographic experts group, known as JPEG, bitmap, known as BMP, or tagged image file format, known as TIFF. If receivers need a high-clarity image, senders reverse this priority. Enforcing net discipline. Users must remember that the tactical internet is for combat operations and not for personal non-mission-related communications. Establishing unit standard operating procedures that economize bandwidth usage. Communications rehearsal. A communications rehearsal describes an orchestrated test of all the communications platforms within a CP to ensure operators understand their systems, capabilities, and limitations prior to conducting operations. The communications rehearsal allows signal personnel and the CP warfighting functions to validate their system's data information flow, verify switch and router configurations, and verify all systems in the unit's communications PACE plan are available and functional, and all personnel understand the triggers to change from one means of communications to another. See Appendix C for more information on rehearsals. Commanders and staffs ensure that all end-user applications, both voice and digital, are installed, have been checked for completeness, serviceability, and operability, and are deemed fully operational prior to conducting a rehearsal. Units publish a detailed timeline with instructions, systems to be used, and measures to verify functionality of Annex H, signal, of the operation order, known as OPORD, before executing the communications rehearsal. Conclusion. Army forces must accurately and quickly shoot, move, and communicate. Shooting and moving are exceptionally difficult without communicating. Failure to effectively communicate in a timely manner may result in the unnecessary loss of lives and materiel and mission failure. Communications is essential to C2, and effective C2 of friendly forces is among the greatest strengths of the U.S. military. Friendly forces must have a reliable PACE plan with redundant means of communications. All personnel must anticipate problems and devise solutions. End-user applications will change over time, but the basic concepts of effective C2 will remain consistent.